I'm here with Peter Glest, and he's been speaking in Riga at World Press Freedom Day. And I'd just like to ask you, Peter, how aware were you of the campaign to get you out while you were in prison? Because it seemed to, you know, really pick up momentum. Were you aware of that at all?
I was aware to a certain extent. We had a lot of people telling me, my family. We had visits from the embassy, the Latvian embassy, as well as the Australian embassy, that were giving me information about what was taking place outside. And I knew that the Latvian ambassador was very actively involved. I knew that the Latvian foreign ministry, and with their encouragement, the European Union was getting involved. I also knew that the Latvian people were following it very closely and were also giving us a lot of support. But honestly, I've got to tell you, it was impossible to really understand the extent of the support that we ultimately had. It came from so many levels, at so many quarters, from the very top of politics all the way down to ordinary people who were constantly tweeting about this. And, you know, since I've come out, I've discovered it and been incredibly moved and humbled by it, because it really was extraordinary. And even now, I'm finding I can't walk down the street here in Riga without people stopping and saying, fantastic to see you out, congratulations. And that is an indication of just how many people not just followed it and supported it, but really invested in it at an emotional level. I don't understand why it happened, but to see it is incredibly gratifying.
Well, the thing that seemed really amazing to me was when they established the mobile passport office in the prison to issue you with your passport. What's your memory of that? Because it seems pretty amazing.
That was absolutely extraordinary. The ambassador, Iveta Sulka, who did an extraordinary job in supporting us and supporting the Australian diplomatic effort as well, she came in with her biometric equipment, a camera to take my photograph and a thumbprint scanner or fingerprint scanner to take my fingerprints and all of the documents and so on that were needed. I think I must be the only person, one of the few people in the world that can honestly say that their passport photo really was a prison mugshot.
And so do you feel a little bit more Latvian than you did now?
No, a lot more Latvian. I'm very, very proud of that. I'm very, very proud of it indeed, you know. And I really would like to spend more time in Latvia. I feel now very much half Latvian, half Australian.